New York has air monitoring stations located across the state collecting data on air contaminants. In the latest environmental notice bulletin, the New York State DEC is proposing closing some of the sites and reducing monitoring at other locations. Some groups are concerned that the loss of the data would have negative implications for human health, ecosystem sustainability, and regulations to keep pollution in check. Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan says the DEC is talking about getting rid of machines that cost only a few $1,000s each and last at least a decade.
Essentially, the state has told us that they are running out of money and that they have not replaced this equipment in a long time and they're no longer able to get parts for it. And we think that's a shame because the air monitoring program is not particularly expensive, but it does provide us with the data that's necessary to make a case in the Midwest that we have to cut acid rain pollution deeper, that we have to make a difference in terms of the amount of mercury that's falling out of the sky. And I think that it's important, when you're dealing with heavy metals especially, to have as many air monitoring facilities as possible, because it really makes a difference if there is just a tiny increase in one geographic area.
American Lung Association of the Northeast Vice President for Public Policy and Communications, Michael Seelback, was disheartened to see the proposed changes.
We need more air monitoring in New York, not less. And we call on governments to make changes based on the quality of the air. If there's less monitoring, there's going to be less information used to make those determinations. Obviously, air quality monitoring on its own cannot improve or worsen our air quality. But the data is integral to what we do. We use that data for our State of the Air report. The DEC and the federal government uses that data to know if counties are in attainment for these various air pollutants. So we certainly can't be moving in this direction.
Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth says air monitoring stations are key to air policy and Clean Air Act enforcement.
It's important for them to be spread out around the state because we constantly have different issues. And we have new sources of air pollution that we expect to occur over the next few years if high-volume hydraulic fracturing begins, you know, at the rate that industry is hoping for it. In other states, this has created a very substantial increase in the amount of methane that is leaked from these wellheads, water storage pits, and pipelines. And if we don't have air monitoring stations spread across the state, how will we know whether or not the process of high-volume hydraulic fracturing is jeopardizing air quality in New York State?
A DEC representative was unavailable for comment in time for this broadcast. In an email to WAMC, the DEC notes that they, quote, conducted an extensive analysis of all acid rain deposition monitoring performed in the state to right-size the network. This analysis indicated that monitoring sites could be closed while still providing adequate monitoring capabilities through nearby National Atmospheric Deposition Program monitors. The benefits are realized in the continued protection of public health and the environment, unquote. The DEC is taking public comments on the plan for changes in air monitoring through June 22nd. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.